All of the bios for these speakers are in your materials, and they're extensive. Everyone we've gotten together to speak to you today has years and years of experience in this field. Rob is he's a landowner side attorney in the San Antonio area, but he works all across the state. He's been doing this for years, and he's going to teach us, and me especially, whether I should stay in the ETJ, go into the county, join the city. What's annexation mean? What does the city limits matter, if it matters at all? So please help me bring up Rob.
Thanks, sir. Thank you, Tex. Well, thank you all so much for being here. Tex, as he is today, you should have worn a hat. I mean, you should have completed the costume. And Ben, you should have really become Tex.
You may be thinking of a different property developer.
So thank you all so much for being here. If this is your first time coming to the conference, if it's your first time at the Fundamentals, come back. I've been doing this, I've been coming for nearly 20 years. I learn something new every single time I come. It's an opportunity to network. It's an opportunity to hear fresh ideas or hear old ideas that have been recycled with a fresh approach. So every time you come, you're going to learn something, you're going to get something out of it. I think I've got control of the clicker now. There we go. So as Tad noted, our area of practice is representing landowners and developers. Our offices in San Antonio, we do most of our work in the San Antonio and the general San Antonio South and Central Texas area, although we've represented folks all across the state. And folks like Tex come into the office every day, and they say, I've got this idea, I've got this great piece of property, what do I do? And so we go through this exercise and we're going to take about 45 minutes today, about an hour or so, and walk through all of the possible options for the use of their property. Now, with Tex, he's got an interesting situation where he's got a property that's partially in the city, partially in the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction. Now, if we were talking about this even just a few years ago, I wouldn't have called this the power of choice, because all of the choice was really with the city. What has changed, and I'll talk about this in the next few minutes, is that the balance of power between a municipality and a property under the ETJ has shifted significantly, almost 180 degrees, just in the last few years. So the power of choice really belongs with that property owner in terms of what they want to do, should I stay or should I go kind of question. And so we're going to talk about the portion of the property that's in the ETJ primarily, but I did want to address that piece of Texas property that is in city limits. Now, the first question is, can a city disannex or de-annex? You can use the terms interchangeably. We'll say disannex for purposes of today. Can a city disannex property? The answer is, of course they can. They can say, we'll let you go. General law cities, under certain circumstances, on home rule municipalities, they can do it per the dictates of their charter. So from a purely academic standpoint, a city can disannex. But I can tell you from a very practical standpoint, Tex walks into the city offices and says, hey, look, I'm about to make millions and millions of dollars of improvements on this piece of property inside your city limits. Would you let me go? And I can tell you what the answer is. In fact, I had a project last year, a mixed-use deal. It's within a municipal utility district, and a small portion of it is inside a very small city's limits. And the developer said, hey, go in and ask him. I said, I can tell you what the answer is. The answer is going to be no. He said, well, just ask. Walked in, they laughed for a few minutes and said, of course we're not going to let you go. We're happy to work with you on zoning. We're happy to work with you on development issues and subdivision issues, which you're going to hear about later today, but why would we let you go? Why would we give up those tax revenues? So it's a question of giving up future revenues, but there's also a provision in the Texas Local Government Code that says that if you give up that property, you're giving up past tax revenues. So not only are you going to give up that future revenue stream, we're going to give up what we've already collected. I don't know any city manager in the world that would say yes to that deal. It's not a good deal. Now, we had something last year. We had a homeowner who was at the edge of a city. They weren't really getting any services. They asked to be released. The city released that one lot. So that's really a non-starter in most conversations. But you may have a property owner like Texas says, hey, why don't I just pull out of the city, and you can tell them it's not going to happen. And you go into the city, and they're going to tell you, it ain't going to happen. So it's extremely unlikely that you're going to disannex unless there's something very unique in those circumstances.